Yeah.
It seems like in reality, at least for me, in the practice, you kind of start with concentration.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down, you try to get concentrated so that you can get to the place of well-being, and then the next and the next. So it just seems
there's
a missing piece there. It's in both senses.
Well, in terms of, say, from a traditional perspective, you know, traditional Buddhist perspective and a traditional, say, from a traditional, within a Buddhist society, that's the function of generosity and precepts. It makes you feel good. It clears the mind. It clears the clutter of the... So that those aspects of traditional practices of generosity, of dana, keeping precepts, it's not in a moralistic way. This is a very practical way of preparing the mind to experience well-being. And generally, in the West, you know, we approach it from a more psychological and meditation-based, so that oftentimes that's the case. You know, we, you know, butt our heads up against the meditation wall and say, oh, what are we missing? And then, oh, wow, right. Gee, I could be doing this as well. Yeah. So, it doesn't really matter where you start on this path. It does go, it's a traffic circle. It connects, they connect to each other. But it is helpful to get a whole picture, a picture of the whole path, and realize how integrated and mutually nourishing those path factors are.